from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Camera, and it is the Mac Man, Jody Mack, in for John today. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Wednesday morning. Of course, following up on a Phillies loss last night, really aggravating in a lot of ways. Now, you can't get on Zach Wheeler much because he's been so good in so many big games, and he wasn't bad yesterday. But the bats were bad. Alvarado was a disaster, and the Phillies now are behind the Dodgers and tied with the Brewers. I mean, this is not ideal, I got to tell you. Now, Atlanta's still in it. That's not my main concern, but the other teams really do. The whole thing bothers me. Look, we'll get to that. We'll do a lot on the Eagles today. We'll talk to Jeremiah Trotter Jr. later in the program, Ross Tucker later in the program. Of course, the Eagles with another practice today, as we broadcast today from the NovaCare Complex. Our broadcast brought to us by Hitch RV. Hitch RV, your premier family-owned dealership. For locations, go to hitchrv.com. Eagles with another game, preseason variety coming up in just a few days. Then the real deal, the regular season, 16 days from now, Eagles and Packers in Brazil. Look, you can join us certainly today on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. Mac Mann.
Joe DeCamera, did you get out and put ice down on your front walk so Amy doesn't get hurt?
I got to
tell
you,
when she leaves this morning.
It's
holy mackerel.
Right?
When did winter arrive and not tell us ahead of time?
Football weather.
Yeah, but I'm not. I don't want it yet.
I know it feels a little weird.
It feels a lot weird. I don't like it. I mean, let me look at the old. I got it. This is where I got to hit the August 21. I had to hit the phone to find out the date. August 21. Why so cold, Mac, man?
I don't know, but I'm an idiot. I come out. I've only got a golf shirt on. You at least were smart enough to put on long sleeves. I wasn't. What can I tell you? I'm a dope, and I'm going to complain about the fact that I'm a dope.
All right, so, Jody, you do know this. I mean, I think we've known each other long enough that I know this. Even if you had bundled up today, you're still an idiot.
That's a good point. Yeah, you might be onto something.
Just want to make sure we're on the same page. All right, so hello to all, and welcome to Wednesday, and welcome to a baseball season that has gotten a little uncomfortable. So I want to hear from everyone today on the Phils. I mean, we're going to get to the Eagles big time. But let's start Phillies after last night, the start of that series with the Braves. So, look, here's where I'm at. This thing is getting, to me, worrisome. And I'm curious how concerned you are at 215-592-9494. Now, let me be clear. I'm still not worried about the division. I could get there. I might get there in the next couple days. But I'm not worried about the division yet. I am primarily worried about a quick playoff exit. That's my primary worry. A quick playoff exit. Now, let's dissect last night's game. Last night's game, two main problems. Main problem number one, and it was the main problem, the bats didn't hit. Main problem number two, well, second problem number two, if you will, Alvarado was a disaster. And in the end, it wouldn't have mattered if he gave up zero runs or 77 runs, or as he actually gave up only one. They weren't winning the game anyway because they didn't score in the ninth inning. It's an October problem. It's an August problem. It's probably going to be a September problem. So you got the Alvarado issue. And here's the way I look at this whole thing. The Phillies, ladies and gentlemen, are playing with fire. They're playing with fire. And they're playing with fire, really, when it relates to that best of three in the first round. Because if you're just waking up to it, here's the facts. The Dodgers passed the Phillies last night. The Brewers tied the Phillies. So, you know, two teams get a bye. We don't normally use that term in baseball, but that's what it is. It's a bye. You get a bye. The Phillies right now are dangerously on the edge to having to play in the first round in that best of three. And I know the last 2 years, the Phillies won both of them comfortably. Game one, win. Game two, win. The next year, game one, win. Game two, win. But I'm telling you guys, you're playing with fire if you're in that round. By the way, they're playing with fire as a team, even if they stay above Milwaukee and get that advancement right to the second round, because they're playing baseball that isn't crisp and to a large extent has not been for 2 months. Now, I know there was a four-game winning streak as recently as, you know, into the weekend. But this whole thing to me sizes up as something that for me, and I got to imagine for many of us, has become pretty uncomfortable. Look, we'll hear your thoughts at 215-592-9494. MacMan, where do you stand?
They didn't hit last night, and you're going to have that happen. And Alvarado's pretty the Braves starter.
Yep.
Lopez having a nice year, kind of a funky year. Got off to this great start. He was a legit Cy Young candidate for the first 2 months of the season. Then he got hurt, came back, didn't come back at the same exact level. He was damn good last night. He had him swinging the balls out of the strike zone. When your top of the order goes 0 for 12, who the hell are you going to beat?
Yeah.
When Kyle Schwarber, Trey Turner, and Bryce Harper go 0 for 12, you're not going to beat anybody. So it was a bad night, and I'm going to once again be the guy who says, let's step back and take the 2000 look view. Did you pick the Phillies to win 100 games before the year started?
No, I picked 90-something.
Okay. Well, they're still on pace to win 90-something.
Do you
right?
like the way they're trending?
No, they're in a little bit of a funk. But
a little bit? It's been 2 months.
A little bit of a funk. They're like you just said, we're 2 days removed from them winning four in a row.
I know.
You just look past those four games.
But
it didn't happen.
But
they
Jody,
didn't count. The four in a row that they won didn't count.
They counted. Here's the other thing, though. And it's ironic as we broadcast today from the NovaCare Complex where the Eagles are gearing up for 2024. It's how the 2023 Eagles ended. I can't be the only person that has that in mind. I mean, look, to your point, Jody, they did win four games, you know, whatever it was, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I guess it was. All right. So the Eagles never really kind of put something together at any point in their slide last year where, you know, and obviously football and baseball,
it's
the games,
a different game. Yeah.
Different games. But, I mean, the Phillies did look good for 4 days. They did. And the Eagles never looked good for a month and a half because even when the Eagles won that one game.
Against the Giants.
It was against the Giants and it was ugly. I mean, it was lucky and ugly and they were just fortunate to play a really bad team even though the Eagles didn't play a good game. Devin, where are you in the Phillies right now? I mean, what is, because the main question, I guess, amongst other things we're asking today is, what is your level of concern with this baseball team and this baseball season? Again, that goes for everyone, 215-592-9494. Devin, how concerned are you?
Pretty concerned. I mean, there's only so many times we can say they're in a bit of a slump right now because it's now becoming the norm. I know that they won four in a row, but it was against the Nationals, and I hate to be the person that says, oh, well, they haven't beat a good team. The Nationals are not a good team, and that was my worry when they started winning. I think they needed it for morale and to kind of get the bats going again, but now we see, you know, the top of the order went 0 for 12 last night. Bryce Harper's day off, 2 days off, did nothing, clearly. This is not a game that you, or a series that you wanted to start off on a loss, and it just shows me if they can't show up in a big series like this against the Braves, what can they do to make me believe that they're going to win in the playoffs?
So, Jody, are you not, quote, pretty concerned?
You use the word pretty? No. I'm concerned. I can't just sit here and go, well, they can turn it on and off like a faucet anytime they want. I don't believe that. But pretty concerned? No, I wouldn't use that word. No.
I Look, someone help me out here. I mean, look, maybe MacMan's right. I mean, maybe it's everyone take a chill pill.
Why aren't you concerned?
Good question.
What gives you optimism? Because right now I'm finding it very hard to find things to make me optimistic about the Phillies going into the playoffs.
Because they're a half a game off the best record in the National League. That's not bad. That's not a bad place.
Because of the way they played earlier in the season.
Well, they all count, right?
In the season. Yeah. I just don't have confidence that they're going to get back up.
We fall prey to what happened 20 minutes ago. It seems that way to me, and surely did when they got beat by after losing three in a row to the Diamondbacks, and then come home and get beat by the Marlins. Oh, my God, the season is falling apart. Why do we even try? We have no chance whatsoever. This manager can't win a World Series because they lost four games in a row. Then they won four games in a row, and all of a sudden everything was well again, and, oh, this is all right. We're good. We're fine. And now that they've lost two again, yeah, the sky is falling, Chicken Little. I'm not going to overreact.
Yeah, but Jody, here's what I think. Here's what I think you're missing. It's not so much that they're losing; it's what these losses have represented. I mean, first off, let's take Rojas, who last night is far from the biggest issue like on the team. But last night, the first two at bats, five runners on base in his first two at bats.
Yep.
First time he comes up, bases loaded. Okay. Second time, guys, first and second. Okay. So again, and that's like relatively small potatoes. Ranger hasn't done anything good for the Phillies in 2 months. Christopher Sanchez has had one good start, I guess, in the last whatever it's been, four or five. And it was the other day, and it was great, okay? And we'll see him this series. But, you know, so I got that in my mind. Strom and Hoffman clearly have gone backwards. Clearly have gone backwards. And then you do have the Rob Thompson thing. And I'm not going to come down on Rob Thompson as hard as John Johnson did. But I got to tell you, I think he looks foolish still. And even more so on that decision the other day to not hit Harper or Realmuto in the ninth inning when the Phillies no longer have a lead in the National League and they are dangerously close to having to play, you know, as you extrapolate this out to October, playing the first round in a freaking best of three. I mean, it's not just the losses. It's what these games and the moments within the games to me represent.
Here's my problem with Rob Thompson last night. And, yes, I would have pinch hit Harper the other day, too. Listening to WIP for the following 30 hours thereafter, it sounded like he should have been fired. Like, let's elevate Caleb Cotham to be the manager because Rob Thompson needs to be gone now, which I think is ludicrous.
I agree.
And I made this point on my show on Monday night. Last week, they lose the four in a row again. The sky is falling. Everything's bad. And I was on WIP after the loss on Monday night, and I said, Rob Thompson needs to do something. He needs to kind of make a statement. And my choice would have been to sit Marsh. Because Marsh has done nothing for a lengthy period of time. It was a right-handed pitcher. I said, you're making a statement if you sit Marsh going into tonight's game. He chose not to sit Marsh. Who'd he sit? Trey Turner. His $300 million shortstop. He said, guess what, Trey? You get the night off. You know what Trey Turner did the next 4 days?
What?
10 for 17. NL Player of the Week.
So you applaud that move in hindsight.
So, not in hindsight, as it's happening. You know who else applauded it? No one. No one ever points out when Rob Thompson makes a strategic decision, and it works. Rob Thompson makes a strategic decision, like not hitting Harper, which he should have. Oh, my God, fire his ass. Last night, leaving Alvarado in too long. Can't run him out of town listening to John Johnson on the way in. Sounded like he'd never managed a game before. We are so critical of when a guy makes a mistake. And that's cool. That's part of what Philadelphia is. That's Philadelphia's best.
Yeah.
We like our team. We love our team. We think we know what we're talking about. When we see something wrong, we're going to point it out. But we're ready to run a guy out of town. What annoys the snot out of me is, guy makes a good move. You know what?
No one talks
Nobody
about
says
it.
Anything.
Yeah. Okay.
Nobody says anything. It's a given. The manager is supposed to go 100 for 100. He's never supposed to get anything wrong. When he gets something wrong, get out the laser. But when he gets something right, all right, good job by the team.
All right, look, we'll see where everyone stands. I get Jody's point. Does it resonate with you? And even if it does, though, how concerned are you with the Phillies? 215-592-9494. Big show today. Ross Tucker later. Jeremiah Trotter Jr. in the 7 o'clock hour. Phone calls heavy early. Your thoughts on the Phils. We'll do some Eagles stuff this hour as well. Joe to camera, John Ritchie. We got Devin here today. Great to be with you on 94 WIP.
Brought to you by NovoCare Rehabilitation. Phillies lose to the Braves 3-1 in their series opener last night. Zach Wheeler pitched 6 innings, allowing 2 runs and striking out 8. The top of the Phillies order went 0-12. The Phillies' lead in the NL East has dropped to 6 games. We are live from the last official day of Eagles training camp. Jeremiah Trotter Jr. joins the show at 7:45, and Ross Tucker will talk birds with us in the 8 o'clock hour. NovoCare Rehabilitation, your trusted physical therapy partner throughout the Delaware Valley. Schedule schedule your appointment today at NovaCare.com to get back to what you love. Weather today sponsored by Window Nation, sunny with a high of 75. It's currently 56 degrees. It's Window Nation's anniversary sale. Buy two windows, get two free, pay nothing for 24 months, and an extra $250 credit. WindowNation.com. To listen to 94 WIP, just download the free Odyssey app or tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.
Chilly. It's got to be our most chilly day since, you know, whenever the spring turned to summer or winter turned to spring, whatever the heck it would be. All right. So, by the way, AMA today at 7. You ask, we answer. Key, obviously, as always, you got to get those questions in. Facebook, Twitter, and the text line, three ways you can interact with the show in addition to the regular phone lines. What do you want to know? Fire off the questions to us for AMA. You ask, we answer today at 7. Maybe something with the Mac. It's always a treat when we got the Mac man, especially when he's in for, you know, Richie, because I mean, what an upgrade.
Well,
I mean,
and I'm not here if Richie's here, so it's got to be when he's in
for
Richie.
True. That actually is an accurate statement. All right, 215-592-9494. We're going to get to some audio of N'Kobe Dean from an interview we had with him yesterday. Let's get a lot of calls going here. How concerned are you on the fight in Phils? They did have that four-game winning streak. They've now lost, obviously, a couple in a row. It's only two. But I think it's the big picture of how they've looked for about 2 months now. And again, the reality, if you're just waking up to it, the Dodgers have passed the Phillies. And that had happened before, and then the Phillies reclaimed it. But, you know, Dodgers right now the one seed. Brewers and the Phillies currently tied. Now, to be clear, the Phillies have the tiebreaker as of now because the Phillies beat them earlier this year in a three-game series. But that can also flip back because the Phillies and Brewers still have to play one more time.
And one thing that scares me about where the Phillies are at right now, and I said this again, I was on Monday night here on WI. I want no part of Reese Hoskins coming back to Citizens Bank Park. I can just see it in my mind's eye, another bat slam. Only doing so in a Brewer uniform.
He won't do it, Jody. He won't do that. He wouldn't do that. I mean, I'm not saying he might not hit a home run, but I think Reese has too much respect for the Phillies and Philadelphia to do that. And I think he knows that would kind of diminish the 2022 bat slam if he did that.
All right, so which would be worse? Reese Thompson hits a home run and he bat slams, or Reese Thompson hits a home run, drops his bat, kind of shrugs his shoulders and looks at the Phillies fans as he jogs around the bases. Yeah. What difference does that make?
Well, I hear you. The damage would be done. By the way, that would be with Reese Hoskins, not Reese Thompson.
Did I say Thompson?
Yeah. Jody, twice. You are the king of the malaprop.
You've already called me Richie once, Mr.
That's
malaprop.
True. That's
but that's...
Okay.
That's the name of the show.
We're 18 minutes in. I mispronounced it. We were 10 minutes in, and you called me John Richie.
All right, Devin, I'm going to give you an example here, and then right to the phones. I'm going to give you an example of, in my opinion, the worst. I think malaprop's the right, you know, term.
It's a big word.
All right, so I don't quite know what it means, but I think it means, you know, getting stuff
I
confused.
I don't either. All right. I'm gonna trust you.
All right, Jody Mack and I one time. Uh-huh. All right, Jody's hosting a show. I'm producing the show. Elton Brand is in studio.
I remember that show.
Okay. He had just signed with the Sixers.
Okay. What was the key phrase with Elton Brand?
The Philly Max.
Philly Max.
The Philly Max.
Not a true Max.
Yeah, couldn't give it all.
But a Philly Max.
Right, couldn't give him all the money.
They couldn't get that out there enough that they gave him the Philly Max.
All that they could give him.
Yes.
Right. All right. All right. So Devin, now tell me if this is like a reasonable mistake or like what in the hell? He is looking at Elton Brand. And he's doing a reset. You know, normally, like yesterday we had N'Kobe Dean on the show. Like every, you know, three or four questions, just to remind the audience in case they don't know who they're listening to. Yeah. Hey, N'Kobe Dean with us here on WIP.
Do you call him Elton John?
Elton John.
Really?
He looked at him and said, Elton John with us here.
Okay, well.
Elton John and Elton Brand?
In your defense, I'm sure Elton Brand has gotten that at least once before.
Oh,
maybe
no.
Not a
Elton
lot.
John?
I mean,
you don't think Elton Brand was ever called Elton John?
I mean,
I was the first one who would ever make that mistake.
Do they look at all alike? Are they in any genre
no.
the same part of society as far as musician, basketball player,
and
Elton John, Elton Brand?
And to be completely
honest,
the camera is telling the truth here. He was in studio with us. It wasn't like he was on. We do, what, 98% of our interviews via the telephone line?
That's right.
Elton was in studio with us.
Oh, it was...
And
so you
I honestly don't remember.
Into his eyes and you said,
I'm trusting that the camera's being honest.
No,
so
I am being honest. This is true.
I do not remember this. This is.
Did
this
he say, how did he react?
No reaction whatsoever.
No, he reacted.
He smiled,
but he was cool about it. Like, he's not a joke.
Yes.
Elton Brand's a great guy. Great guy.
If he had corrected me, I think I would have remembered it. But he didn't.
Well, he
rolled with the punch.
Well, there was a moment where it was discussed that he was not, in fact, Elton John, but he did not make a – it did not lead to a tiff. All right, let's go to the phones. Your reaction on the Phils. How concerned are you? 215-592-9494. John in Allentown right now. What's up, Johnny?
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm very disappointed that John Ritchie's not in there today.
Oh, no. Let the man have a vacation.
No, I'm okay with his vacation. I just don't like to get yelled at by Jody. So, Jody likes to yell a lot of people. So John doesn't yell when you make a statement. You know what I mean?
Well,
Jody
John's,
gets crazy.
John's a little bit more on the
chill.
The chill side.
Chill side. Yeah.
But John, you know, sometimes those that yell love. I mean, teachers yell. But they were looking out for you. Your parents probably yelled. They were looking at MacMan's just trying to smarten you up a little bit sometimes.
Well, let me smarten MacMan up a little
bit. Okay. All right.
I think he's really good friends with Rob Thompson for some reason. Because this man, if he was a doctor, would be sued for malpractice. He might be in prison for the way he's managed his team this year.
All right, John, you're going too far. You really are. He's done a lot right, John. He has. I mean, you can't deny that, right?
I'm denying it. He should have been.
Yeah, you're denying the fact that Rob Thompson took over
right
one
now.
Of the worst teams in baseball and got them to the World Series. He goes right back to the NLCS last year, and they're a half a game away from having the best record in the National League. But he should be sued for malpractice. Oh, yeah, John. I'm sorry I have to point that out. I'm sorry I have to point that out for you, John.
I'm pointing that out to you. We're going backwards every year with Topper. I'm pointing that out for you.
Well,
this season might end in a non-playoff appearance.
No, that's not possible. You've gone
collapse.
No. All right, so here's
epic collapse.
Here's the deal. Let me look
down. Please, someone note that 6:22 a.m. The first person to call it an epic collapse.
Let me say this: it might turn into an epic collapse, but it won't be to the point where they miss the playoffs. Guys, the Eagles had an epic collapse last year. Mm-hmm. They still made the playoffs. They still won 11 games. Let me just give everyone, for anyone, if there's 1% of people out there that have the mindset the Phillies might miss the playoffs, let me give you the facts. The Phillies right now are, holy mackerel, the Phillies right now are 12.5 games up on a playoff spot. They're not going to miss the playoffs. All right, so that last caller, talk about needing to take a chill pill. Come on, my man. I mean, look, parts of your points might be accurate. This may be an epic collapse. But first off, it's not over. And second off, they're not going to miss the playoffs. Let's go to Brandon. Brandon, you're on WIP.
Hey, what's going on this morning, guys?
Good morning.
So I think everybody's freaking out. Like, I was even freaking out this morning until I heard Jody Mack on the radio talking about everybody take a chill pill. I think he's right. Because, like, this is not – like, the Phillies are not this kind of team where we just smoke the NL every single year. Last 2 years, we've limped to the All-Star break and then somehow turn on and go on a run.
So I think not so much the All-Star break, but June 1st. It was June 1st.
Yeah, like June 1st. Like, we'll limp to June, barely. And then I think even, not last year, but the World Series run, like, there was a huge slump going into the playoffs where they were taking a major beating.
Well, you know what's Brandon, you know what's incredible? I was actually looking at it the other day. I just went back and looked. The Phillies in September of 2022, the year they got to Game 6 of the World Series, the Phillies had two different five-game losing streaks in September.
Exactly. Like, if you look at the Dodgers, like, to me, the Dodgers, they're a team where they blink and they win 100 games. And, you know, honestly, like, the stack, like, are we really better than a lineup of Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman, and Shohei Ohtani? No, but we're the kind of team where once I feel like the playoffs hit, somehow, some way, we turn it on, and we just turn and burn and crush
well,
the playoffs.
Well, so far that's true. I mean, until they hit a wall at the end. But I will say, Brandon, just because it happened, like, let me put it this way: the Eagles, to use an example, as we broadcast today from the NovaCare Complex, the Eagles turned and burned five straight times against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers from 2000 to 2002. They beat them in the regular season in 2000, playoffs in 2000. Mm-hmm. Regular season in 01, playoffs in 01, regular season 02. They had done that five times. Then they didn't. You know, and they had, you know, perhaps the worst loss in the history of the Eagles franchise, losing the championship game, final game at the Vet in 02. So just because something has happened three times before, two times before, like the Phils in the playoffs, 10 times in a row, doesn't mean it's going to happen again. I mean, I'm telling you, man, if the Phillies get into the first round of the playoffs, I mean, there is a legitimate shot this season is over by October 5th.
No,
done.
No, because think about it, right? Look at the 22 wild card, right? How did we get past the St. Louis Cardinals when we had Didi Gregorius in the outfield, I think?
No. Didi was off. And Brandon, good call, but bad ending. Didi was off the team by whatever it was, June or so. Now, what helped in the Cardinals series was that Cardinals closer had injured his hand right before the playoffs started. That helped. What also helped last year when the Phillies faced the Marlins, obviously they weren't a very good team. Okay, I mean, they were okay, slightly above 500, not good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Good. As of right now, the Phillies in the first round of the playoffs play the Atlanta Braves. Excuse me. Let me back that up. If Milwaukee passes the Phillies, which right now they're tied, whoever has the 3 seed, as of right now, will play the Atlanta Braves. That is what you'd call suboptimal for a first round compared to the Florida Marlins last year. 215-592-9494.
Let me ask you a question before we go to break.
Yeah.
The teams that, as of right now, would be making the playoffs, teams Phillies would be playing.
Yep.
Dodgers, Diamondbacks, Padres, Braves. Those are all the potential opponents. Right? And Brewers.
Yeah.
Put those five teams in order for me that you don't want to face.
Dodgers, one.
Okay.
I would say Braves, two, because they're going to be hungry to whoop the Phillies' ass.
Okay.
I'd say the Brewers, three. And who are the other two? Padres
and Diamondbacks.
Diamondbacks, PTSD, I don't like it.
I would put them one.
Padres, five.
Right. The teams
I don't want to face.
The teams I don't want to play, number one, Brewers because of Rhys Hoskins.
Yeah.
Two, Diamondbacks because they're in your head from game six or seven last year.
Well, and the Phillies just don't play well out there.
They didn't play well the last week or whatever it was recently.
Then the Dodgers because they're the Dodgers, Braves, Padres. That's the order that I would, if your preference who you want to play, Padres one, Braves two, Dodgers three. I want no part of Arizona and or Milwaukee.
Well, the good news is.
Bring on Atlanta again. And I know we got Atlanta the next two nights. And if they lose again tonight, I'll be here with you again tomorrow.
I get it.
I'll take more grief about it. Atlanta doesn't scare me from a Philly perspective.
All right, 215-592-9494. How concerned with you are, you're on the Phils? Also, N'Kobe Dean. Stuff he said it was yesterday, we'll get to that as well. From training camp today, Joe DeCamera, we got the Mac Man in for John today on 94 WIP. Hey, right now you can stop by United Tire, and let's say you want to trade in your tires. You're going to get $100 off four new tires with no promo code needed. And you'll get United's no-fault road hazard coverage for free. That includes free maintenance, rotations, flat repairs, and much more. Two amazing deals. That's why nobody beats United. I tell you all the time, United Tire and service. They've got the tires, they've got the service, and they are the flat-out best in the business. All other promotions apply to these deals I just referenced, like manufacturer rebates United completes for you. I get my car service at United Tire and service. I certainly think you should as well. 10 different locations throughout the Delaware Valley. Obviously, with 10 in the area, pretty good chance one is really close to you. So get yourself to UnitedTire.com. That's the website. UnitedTire.com to find the location nearest you. UnitedTire.com. Take care of your car. It'll take care of you. UnitedTire.com. Don't drive alone. Drive United.
sponsored by American Airlines out of Philadelphia International Airport. Phillies lose to the Braves 3-1 in their series opener last night, narrowing their lead in the division to 6 games and dropping them to second in the National League, tied with Milwaukee behind the Dodgers. Aaron Nola will be on the mound for the second of the 3-game series in Atlanta tonight. We are live from the last official day of Eagles training camp. Jeremiah Trotter Jr. joins the show at 7:45, and Ross Tucker will talk birds with us in the 8 o'clock hour. This summer, American Airlines is flying nonstop from Philadelphia International Airport to Nice, Naples, and Copenhagen. Book today at AA.com. Weather today, sunny with a high of 75. It's currently 57 degrees. To listen to 94 WIP, just download the free Odyssey app or tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.
A little Mascherona action for you as we broadcast today from the NovaCare Complex. Eagles going to be practicing in about 3.5 hours. As Devin said, we'll talk to Trot Jr. in about an hour. Our broadcast today driven by Hitch RV. Hitch RV, your premier family-owned dealership. For locations, go to hitchrv.com. Jody, have you ever covered the, I'm sure you have somewhere along the line, the son of, you know, someone you cared about and a fan favorite and someone you'd watched earlier in his career when his father played? I mean, you had to have that somewhere along the way, right?
Father.
Because this Trot Jr. thing is a very, I mean, we've seen it from afar, but this is Philadelphia. I mean, I'm friends with Trot Sr.
Right.
So this is like, it's really cool. It's his son. Now, I will say, and I thought this right when they drafted him. Boy, I really hope he doesn't struggle. I don't want to rip him. I could never rip Jeremiah Trotter's son. I would never do it.
Oh.
I would never do that.
Good for you. And
save that audio.
Believe you.
Oh, Devin, I'm not kidding. It'll never happen.
No, I know. And you want him to succeed.
Me and Trot hosted an Eagles pregame show for 6 years together.
Wow.
So, like,
are you going to drop that line when we talk to him? So, me and your dad are buddies.
Well, I'm just
me and your dad go way back.
No, I mean, I'm just saying it's a different dynamic.
No,
it is. It's a different dynamic.
And here's the different dynamic that worried me a little bit. Because I watched Trot play coming into last year, his final year at Clemson. He's one of the highest linebackers rated in college football.
Yep.
And people were talking about him potentially being a first round. All right, maybe not first, second round draft.
That's right.
He ends up going in the fifth. He did not have a stellar junior year, and that's one of the reasons why he dropped. There was another reason why he dropped, and I feared that that would be the case if he was drafted here in Philadelphia. He doesn't play like his father.
Oh, it's very different.
He's not as big as his father. Mm-hmm. He's more athletic than his father, but he is not the monster tackler that his father was. So people were going to expect Jeremiah Trotter Jr. to be Jeremiah Trotter, and he's not. He's a different type of player. Doesn't mean he's going to be a lesser player. It might end up that way, but you're not going to project at this time.
Sure. Yeah, stylistically different.
But they're different types of players, and I feared if he came in and he wasn't just crushing people at the point of attack, this kid can't play. He's not Jeremiah Trotter. Why? Yeah, it's just because he's got the same name.
Right.
That scared me a little bit. It still scares me a little bit because I know Philadelphia fans, but he has played well in this camp.
He's absolutely
making his team.
Yeah.
And it's going to be very interesting to see how Fangio deploys his linebackers because he's on record as saying he prefers to have two guys be the guys.
Mm-hmm.
And they're the best. They want him out there every single snap. But he said, we're open-minded to seeing if we use guys in a substitution pattern. Both Dean and Trotter, who have been the second team of the linebackers so far, have played well enough in camp to make Vic Fangio think long and hard about how he handles his linebackers.
Well, speaking of N'Kobe Dean, let's actually play some audio of him, and then we'll get right back to the phones, because N'Kobe was on our program yesterday. And I was really, I mean, I've always been impressed with him, the way he presents himself. I mean, he's an interesting dude. He's a motivated guy. Obviously, he struggled the first 2 years. And last year, you know, most of it was just because he got injured, you know, pretty much right away. But even prior to that, you know, the preseason games last year, there was nothing to me that really blew me away on N'Kobe last year. But high marks this year. And I thought yesterday with the interview, at a number of junctures within the interview, we got a really good insight into his mindset. Here's N'Kobe yesterday talking about dealing with the doubters, and this will give you some insight into his mindset.
If you had to name one thing the biggest difference between you as a football player? What is the biggest thing that got better that made you a better linebacker?
When I say that, I just don't mean football. I mean as a person, you know, going through something like, you know, football being kind of a big thing and one of the main points of my world, they having it taken away from you. You know, you kind of it builds your mental fortitude also.
So you learn to appreciate the game more.
Appreciate everything more because you see how fast everything it took away from you. And then at the same time, like you said, me hearing all this stuff, it's like it made me care even less because I'm thinking I'm putting my body on the line. I ain't got hurt. I'm going through all this. It's like I don't care what nobody got to say about me. Wow. Like I'm out here working.
I like it, man. And again, that was one of many times yesterday where, and we'll play the audio through the show, but very impressive, dude. And obviously someone we're all rooting that like heck for N'Kobe. We're all rooting like heck for Trout Jr. I mean, both for different reasons, but they represent players that are very rootable that, you know, we want to see do really well.
Two things. Well, one major thing that I take from that. His rookie year, I blame Jonathan Gannon. Because Gannon came in, talk about how Fangio's going to deploy the linebackers this year. Jonathan Gannon just basically showed you, we have our two starters, that's it.
Even if they're up by 20 points, he still won't get in. And they were.
Put him in for some snaps when they're up by two touchdowns plus in the fourth quarter. Yeah. He never got on the field except for special teams, which I think was mismanagement by Gannon. Now, they went to the Super Bowl. They had a very good, highly ranked defense. So I'm not saying Jonathan Gannon, he's never going to be a very good coach coordinator because that mistake that year. But I second-guess that all the time that they didn't get N'Kobe on the field. And then last year, you're right, he played okay in the preseason. He played fine in the couple games he played before he got hurt. But he didn't flash. He didn't make any big plays. He didn't wow you at all. He wasn't bad. It wasn't like, oh, my God, what is N'Kobe Dean? He might not be anything. He was fine. And then he gets hurt, and the season's over and done with.
Yep.
So he's got explanations as to why 2 years into his career he really hasn't done anything yet. He has not let that affect him. He has kept his mind on task, stayed focused, knows what he has to do, knows what he has to continue to improve on to become the player he's supposed to be. That says a lot for a guy with as little experience as he has in the National Football
League. Which, by the way, I'll say is pretty similar journey to what Brandon Graham had in his first, actually, 3 years. BG didn't turn the corner till year four. And there was 1 year he had missed it missed a good chunk with a torn knee. But the other 2 years he struggled dramatically. And in part he was playing out of position in that Billy Davis 3-4 thing and that whole deal. But the reality is that Brandon Graham struggled quite a bit. And I would imagine 15-year veteran Brandon Graham has been in the conversation with N'Kobe Dean to say, Hey, young fella, let me help you here. Let me give you some perspective. So, all right, 215-592-9494. By the way, when you call in today, you've got a shot to win a really cool pair of tickets to see Incubus at the Wells Fargo Center. This is a concert happening next week, 6 days from now, on August 27th, so Tuesday of next week. Tickets on sale, Ticketmaster.com for Incubus. Now, here's how we're going to give them away today. Phil Donahue passed away a couple days ago. I don't know if he is, but some people think he is the second best daytime talk show host ever. Obviously, Oprah would be number one. That's a total given. Now, who's, in fact, number two? I'm not sure. It might be Donahue. For those of you on the younger side, he was a pretty big deal, you know, 30, 40 years ago. He was a really big deal 30, 40 years ago. So today we're going to ask this question, and you got to thread the needle with an answer here today. Who or what is the best number two ever? Meaning, who or what is the best, second best of all time? Let me give you an example. To me, and look, we're going to have some debate, I have no doubt, about who's really one, who's really two, who's really three. Is this person really two? And then if they are two, are they the greatest two? Let me give an example of one I feel very confident is, in fact, a number two. David Letterman. Late night talk show host, number one, American history, Johnny Carson. Johnny Carson. Number two, David Letterman. And Letterman was awesome. Today we ask you at 215-592-9494 for the best number two ever. The best, second best ever. Jody, man, again, it can be a what? It can be a who? 215-592-9494. Jody Mack, what hits? There's a lot. By the way, there's a lot of answers in sports.
Right.
A lot of answers in sports. Jody, what hits?
I'm going to go to a sports one for number two. And I don't think it's taking the best off the board, at least here in Philadelphia, because some people just won't want to acknowledge it. When you say number one and number two, in sports, somehow it became Batman and Robin. Mm-hmm. Who's Batman? Who's Robin? And there has never been a better Robin than Scottie Pippen.
He was a Robin. So he's number two on that Bulls group.
Correct.
Yeah. Yes.
And there's no debate. Like Carson and Letterman, Michael Jordan's number one. You can't even make the argument Scottie Pippen's number two.
That's right.
But he's number two as a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, that's right. He wasn't three. He wasn't one. He's a definitive two, and he was a great two. All right, Devin, a great number two. And again, everyone, boys and girls, put those thinking caps on. 215-592-9494, a great number two.
Well, so I was actually going to go along the same lines as Jody. I was going to say LeBron to MJ, but I can give another answer.
Does that work? So here's the deal. That certainly works.
Because if we're going all time.
You can have different categories.
Right.
Now, there will be some people out there, and candidly, I don't know the answer, that will say, well, Wilt is two, or Russell is two, or Kareem is two, or they'll say LeBron's one. Those people are wrong, by the way. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, a lot of people think LeBron James second best basketball player of all time. Mm-hmm. So I would say it's a legitimate answer. Let's go to the phones. A great number two. 215-592-9494. Your concern level in the Phils, how ratcheted up is it? If you want to react to the N'Kobe Dean interview from yesterday, please do. We'll do a lot more on the Eagles as we move through the show. Let's get to Ken and Cinnaminson. What's up, Ken?
Good morning, friends. How are you today?
Hey, Ken.
Before I get to my Phillies point, just these two young backers. As you know, I've never been a big N'Kobe guy, but I've never hoped I was wrong about somebody more than I hope I'm wrong about N'Kobe. It's impossible not to root for him.
Totally.
And, Jody, you don't need to worry too much about the Philly fans with Trout Jr. We all have televisions. We can all see what our eyes see. We know he's not the same player as his father. And everybody here is rooting for the guy with that last name. So Joe's not the only one who's never going to rip him. So if he winds up playing for the Dallas Cowboys, he's fair game. But other than that, he's safe here.
There you go.
Listen, it's not so much concern as it is resignation. And look, the only thing I'm going to say about Topper today, because I don't want to beat a dead horse, but a little puzzled with his focus on righty-lefty matchups. That it seemed to me a little unfair that he put Johan Rojas in there to bat against that guy last night. He had no chance. I mean, it was obvious he had no chance.
Well, here's the problem. Here's the problem with that, Ken. I mean, maybe not so much in last night's game, but in the bigger picture. So Rojas was the guy out of the gate this year. He'd get more days off than Bryce Harper because he's not Bryce Harper. But as a right-handed stick, you know, the only way to have him play, for instance, more than half the time is to have him play against righties. Because, you know, righties probably represent 75% of the starting pitchers in baseball. So that's just the way the cookie crumbles with that guy's career. I mean, Johan Rojas has to hit right-handers where he just won't be able to play much at all.
Yeah, you got to pick your spots, though. Not all right-handers are created equally.
That's right.
Ronaldo Lopez, he's a tough ask for even a seasoned major league hitter, let alone Johan Rojas. But that's not the main point. The point is, I'm more resigned than anything else. The way this baseball team is constructed, to me, is not going to work. And at some point, they're going to have to come to that realization. Listen, you watch the first two innings of any Phillies game, like last night. You watch the first two innings. You watch the first six or seven or eight at-bats, depending on what the guys do. And you can tell how the offense is going to go. And when everybody's going up to the plate, trying to pull everything, and everybody's pull happy, you know, that's the offense you get. The ironic part is that when 1 through 9 is going up to the plate trying to pull everything, trying to jerk something out of the yard, they don't basically ever hit anything out of the yard, and they don't score any runs. It's not lost on me that the one RBI single that they did get last night with runners in scoring position was JT Realmuto staying in the middle of the field. And you can pretty much tell how that's going within the first two innings. And then it becomes unwatchable, really. You know, Kyle Schwarber has had a good year by Kyle Schwarber standards. He's batting like, what, 235, 240, which is like
340.
Yeah, he's been steady. He's been steady, yeah. Not spectacular, but steady.
But in a game where runs are going to be at a premium because you have those two guys on the hill and neither one of them disappointed, your leadoff hitter can't fail to put a ball in play the entire game. He struck out all four times. And you when you see the way it's going in the first couple innings, this is the way the offense is going to go.
I'm going to give you today's Twitter poll question of the day. I feel pretty damn confident I know your answer. But Twitter poll question brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin has the all-new 2025 Chevy Trax in stock now, starting at only $21,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. Can you get first crack at it? Are you legitimately concerned about the Phillies? Yes or no?
Well, I mean, if I only have two answers, then it's yes, but yeah. It's more resigned than concerned.
Okay, all right.
They're going to have to change things. And
Ken, give me a big answer. Who's the best number two ever?
Incubus is not on my bucket list, surprisingly, so I'm going to go in a different direction. I'm going to say William Tecumseh Sherman is the best number two in the history of the United States.
Interesting. So I thought he was going to say in the Civil War.
So are we supposed to know? I don't know.
Yeah, Sherman was the second main general in the Civil War.
Okay.
Behind Ulysses S. Grant, at least in the final 2 years of the war.
Okay.
So I think what he's saying is, but he said in the history of the United States. So Jody, he just went with Sherman over Washington, over Eisenhower, over Patton, over MacArthur. Let me tell you this. Apropos, after the Phillies laid an egg last night in Atlanta, I mean, Sherman went to Atlanta and burned the whole thing down.
He's disqualified already because he's resigned to the fact that the Phillies are doing nothing in Atlanta, and then he picks an Atlanta famous general, and no chance. He's out. We don't even have another answer yet. He can't win.
He took Atlanta out, man. He did more than the Phillies did last night. 215-592-9494. That Alvarado fiasco. I got to hear it. Now, I don't want to hear it, but I got to hear it because it's going to set the tone for what a disaster the eighth inning was last night. Now, I got to say this. I've gotten a little taste of this because it was sent to me earlier today, you know, Justin D'Orazio back in the studio and Joe Wechter putting it. Now, Jody, you may object to the musical accompaniment to this. They have what I'll refer to as some depressing music. We might only play with the music one time. Here's the Alvarado roller coaster. It wasn't even a roller coaster. It was just a crash and burn. Here's Alvarado's four walks, little quick little snippet of each, with some very depressing music.
3-2 on the way, and it's way inside, ball four. And a 3-1 way inside, almost hit it. It's ball four. Second walk issued by Alvarado. Three balls, one strike. Alvarado's pitch. Too high, ball four. He's walked his third man of the inning. 3-1 the count, Alvarado's pitch. Low ball four, and he walks in a run as he's walked his fourth batter of the inning. A run home for the Braves without a hit. Four walks issued by Alvarado here in the bottom of the eighth inning.
Jody, the thing that made it so bad, I swear to God, the thing that made it, I'll say, double worse, he wasn't even close to the strike zone.
The last one was, oh, my God.
Wasn't even close.
8 inches below the knees.
I mean, professional baseball player grip the baseball and get it at least near the strike zone. He was high. He was low. He was inside. He was outside. He was all over the place.
After you've walked three,
right?
And your fourth walk is to force in a run is 8 inches off the strike zone.
Pretty bad, man.
That's terrible. Which, by the way, what was depressing about that music? I thought it was fine.
Wait, was John Ritchie's favorite Hulk music?
I don't know.
Remember last week he was saying, yeah.
I don't know if
it might have been. But yeah, that was pretty sad music.
I mean, Jody, you don't find that.
Nice, no.
Jody, you don't find that music. What is that up
sad
with?
Piano.
That's classical.
Well, of course it's classical, but it's classically depressing.
Depressing. No, not even close.
Jody, let me ask you.
The
Jody,
actual four walks
like,
were more depressing
like we're
than the music.
Jody, would you play that music?
Scott Fransky was
special.
More depressing than the music.
Well, yeah, you know why Fransky was depressed? Because he had to watch it.
Yeah, exactly.
Would you put that music behind the Philly special in the final play of the Super Bowl 52?
I didn't say it was uplifting, but I said it wasn't depressing.
All right, AMA is next. You ask, we answer, plus a lot of calls. Jeremiah Trotter Jr. at 7:45. Joe DeCamera and the Mac Man. Jody Mack in for John today on 94 WIP. Hey, let me tell you about FanDuel Sportsbook and, of course, how you can win and win big through all the seasons with FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. You know, right now, FanDuel's got something a little different for you. Now through September 22nd, all FanDuel customers, all of them, can bet $5 and get a three-week free trial of NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV. Now, that's an awesome deal. Obviously, you're going to primarily watch the local team every game, but you want to see all the other games you can. And with this deal, you get a free three-week trial of NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV. Then with that plan, you'll be able to watch all the games, all the regular season Sunday afternoon out-of-market games. All you need is a Google account and a current form of payment, and voila, you're good to go. By the way, you can also cancel anytime. Visit FanDuel.com/hammer. FanDuel.com/hammer to download America's number one sportsbook, FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 94WIP.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.